The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Michael McDowell is with me, independent senator, former leader of the PDs and former Minister for Justice, of course, as well. Michael, it's good to talk to you. Thanks a million for taking the time. So on the show last week, we, like lots of others, were talking about this All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review, and what got most of the attention, what soaked up most of the oxygen in the room, were high-speed rail connections and Western Rail corridors and four-track lines and, I think, and was it 90% of the population living within 5 kilometres of a train station within 10 years or something outlandish like that. You instead have focused in on the map that accompanied that review, which included a little spur from an existing rail line out to Dublin Airport as an alternative to the metro. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Kieran. I mean, one of the proposals was that there should be interconnectivity by rail between every airport on the island, that's Belfast, Cork, Shannon and Dublin, and presumably Galway, if there is to be an airport of significance there. And the idea was that there should be a rail link from the Drogheda-Dublin line via Clongriffin to Dublin Airport. And I was interested to see that a leading executive of Irish Rail said he could build that spur for less than €1 billion, and that he could do it in 5 years' time. And then I said to myself, you know, this is part of this plan, and at the same time we're spending between €12 and €20 billion building the Metrolink link from Swords to the city centre. So I wondered, are we seriously going for two rail links to Dublin? And, you know, who are making the choices involved in these fairly strategic decisions about where we invest money?
I guess in defence of the Metrolink, some might point out that it's not just the airport it will service. There's communities en route. So it will become, for those people, their version of the Lewis.
Yeah, but that's true. I mean, for Swords, it's important. But, I mean, Colin McCarthy, a transport economist, gave evidence to the On Board Planola saying that the bus link arrangement between Swords and the city centre was going to be reduced in terms of time travel by roughly 10 minutes. And you have to ask yourself, you know, is between 10 and 20 billion worthwhile to achieve that end?
The other argument that I've heard others make, and it's not a part of the world I live in, so I would be less familiar with it, is that the stations after Clongriffin, your Port Marnocks and your Malahides and what have you, that that the service to those areas would be reduced. It would have to be reduced if some of the rail line was now going to be dedicated, some of the capacity, to ferrying people in and out of Dublin Airport.
Well, perhaps that's true. And I mean, that's not analysed in this particular report. But one of the things that I think is fundamental to it is that it is suggesting over a half century, really, that we invest vast sums in creating a railway network, largely based on what we have abolished in the last 50 years. And the idea is that somehow this is the answer to all of Ireland's transport needs. And I sort of look at other choices that will have to be made, because every billion spent on rail will have to be a billion less spent on roads. And you have to look at things like the A5 road link to Derry and Donegal. Is that going to be prioritised? Is that part of the mix? Is the Dublin-Sligo motor route going to be upgraded or is it not? Is the is connectivity to Kerry going to be improved or not? These are all alternative decisions, because there's only a limited pool of capital to invest in infrastructure. And what I'm asking is that somebody, you see, it's very, very easy for Eamon Ryan or somebody else to publish a document saying, here's a rail answer to everything. But if it is saying, and the implication is there's no road investment consequent on this because we're spending all this money on rail, is it good value, and will it serve the interests of the people who live in the areas through which the railway runs?
So, I mean, is this an argument when you mention roads in favour of an expanded motorway network and more reliance on buses, given how cheap they are, given how quick they are to bring on stream, and how adaptable and flexible they are in terms of tweaking routes as well?
Well, I mean, I remember when I was a minister, there were people in the Dáil arguing against the widening of the roadway to Wexford through the Glen of the Downs on environmental grounds. And there were people occupying trees and the like. And the Green Party were supporting them in Dáil Éireann. And then we had people who were arguing against the motorway to Navan on the basis that it went through a sacred space between two hills in County Meath, Tara, and somewhere else. And I mean, you have to ask yourself, you know, was the roads programme that government went forward with, which has immensely improved connectivity within Ireland, immensely improved the ease of travel and the ease of investment outside the Dublin area, was that a good idea or a bad idea? And I get the impression at the moment that there's at the highest level in government, there is a complete ambivalence on the question of investment in roads. The Limerick-Cork motorway is the subject of political controversy. Travel to Kerry is more or less suspended. Travel to Sligo in the northwest by road is out. The N5 roadway in Northern Ireland between Derry, Donegal, Omagh, Dungannon, and Cavan, are these to be invested in as well as the railway links along the same routes? And this is the point that nobody's talking about, because it's all heavy rail. And by the way, I'm a railway buff myself. I love railways. I'm not against them in the slightest. But I do know that if you pour money into them from a limited pool, you're saying other things won't happen.
Do you suspect the ambivalence, as you describe it, at national level is to do with allocation of resources, or is it ideological?
It's a combination of both. I mean, clearly, there is a kind of a green ideology, which is that private cars are a bad idea, even if they're electric. Trucks and vans on the road are a bad idea, even if they're hydrogen powered or electric. That we need to get to some kind of communal transport, which is kind of rail transport or public transport. That I understand that argument, and I'm not saying that everything is right on one side of that argument or the other. Mm. But what I'm really saying is this, that the National Transport Authority comes up with proposals, and the government seems to give the nod to one or the other, but isn't really doing it. I mean, for instance, one very, very interesting point that I raised in that article is this, and that is that there was a proposal to build an underground from Houston Station under a route going through Christchurch, the centre city, to Connolly in Dublin. And that was priced and approved of. And the Irish Rail applied for a rail order to Embláir Pleanála in respect of that back in 2010. It isn't scrapped. It's put back to implementation sometime from 2042 onwards. I just want people to understand that there are a kind of a small group of people right at the centre of the administrative structures of this country who are making decisions to allocate funds to projects of one kind rather than another, and that the public are not being told a choice is being made, for instance, between the underground up to Swords and allocating same resources to an extensive network of Lewis across Dublin. Those choices should be made. What's wrong with that document, and what's fundamentally wrong?
But we don't live in a. It kind of sounds like you're describing kind of a very pure version of democracy, which is not the kind of system that we live in. We live in a republic. We expect people to make these decisions on our behalf.
Yeah, I accept that we expect people to make the decisions on our behalf, as long as we have an open debate on it. But nobody is actually putting to the people at a local election, a national election, or anywhere else that, you know, if the choice is between a massive investment in Lewis right across the city of Dublin and Metrolink, are we making the right decision? And will a majority of people's views on that issue predominate? Nobody is actually putting it up to people like that. And it's all been put into silos. Here is a heavy rail investment document. It doesn't mention Lewis at all. And at the same time, the public are, in fact, having choices made on their behalf by a very, very tiny group of people in the National Transport Authority.
Michael, always interesting to talk to you. So thanks a million for taking the time. Michael McDowell is an independent senator, former Minister for Justice and former leader of the Progressive Democrats. Do we really need to travel as much in this day and age? We're driving around the place all the time like a bunch of idiots. Said somebody. They were talking about a link from the airport to Howth 25 years ago, and here we are still talking no railway station at the airport yet. John the Napper says the government need to get their finger out on transport to the airport. They should put the metro money into an expansion of the Lewis, including to the airport from numerous points across Dublin. Imagine having Lewis servicing all of Dublin. Plus, I'm 61 and I don't want my ashes to be the only part of me to use the metro. So says John, a despondent John about the hope for the metro in his lifetime. And Matt and Lusk, one more for the moment. Please not this canard about the rail spur again. Metro is a high frequency transit system for all of North Dublin, not just the airport. A rail spur may be needed in the future to allow access to the double tracked Northern Line for the Belfast route, but not a transit system for the city. McDowell is just annoyed about Ranelagh. Absolute rubbish, says Matt in Lusk. Anyway, Matt, listen, thank you for the text.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.